I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We're going to float our geo-quiz by you now. This is not your usual geo-quiz. We are not asking you to name a country or a region or a city or a river. Rather, we're looking for a piece of art. Okay, this is a tough one. It counts as a geo-quiz, though, in our book because it's an artwork of an island.
So it's kind of it's a big helium-filled structure.
British artist Sarah Cockings co-created the artwork.
It's kind of reminiscent of almost a less cartoonesque version of Never Never Land or the islands in Avatar. And it's covered, it's got a tree and a couple of bushes, and it's a kind of tapered base with soil and roots and stuff. And it's about 7 meters wide and about 6 meters high, so it's pretty sizable.
And its name and the answer to our geo-quiz is Island, I-S-L-A-N-D. But when we said we were looking for it, we really meant that. You see, Ms. Cockings was going to take her Island to the Nevada desert for the big Burning Man festival later on this month. First, though, she took Island to the Secret Garden Festival in England, and that's where some pranksters cut the rope that was holding it down.
So, yeah, it was tethered over a lake. It was rebarred into the ground. We used a kind of nylon rope.
And do you know exactly what they did? I mean, did anybody see them cutting the nylon rope?
It's all a bit vague, to be honest. All I have in terms of a kind of witness account is a handful of young guys down by the river cutting the ropes, the balloon's gone, and then just kind of disappeared into the atmosphere.
Were you thinking at the time, you know, about this island, as you call it, safety and whether it would last, or were you thinking about all the time you put into making it?
To be perfectly honest, all the time I put into making it. I mean, we called the local aviation authorities and local airports and anyone that kind of was in control of general chartered airspace, because obviously, you know, it could have gone up and intercepted a Ryanair flight or something. So we were a little bit concerned, but, you know, there were no sightings of it from air traffic control or anywhere like that. We had a few sightings on the morning it went missing, but they've only started to come in now because obviously people didn't know who to contact or whether they were hallucinating. So yeah, we've got a few sightings. Some of them are hilarious. A woman in Swanage thinks she saw it in the sea and thought it might be the Loch Ness Monster on sabbatical.
So this is made of durable polyethylene. It's helium filled. How long do you think it can stay afloat?
It's quite hard to say. It's got kind of 50 cubic meters of helium in, which is a fair bit of helium. And with a normal helium balloon, it would kind of go up, pop, and kind of come back to Earth. But this has got inbuilt valves. When it gets very hot and helium expands, it can kind of be let out, and then I can reinflate it so it never bursts. So this kind of means that it could have gone very, very high. And the thought of it up there kind of in the cold hemisphere is just, it almost sends shivers down my spine. It's strange. Or floating in the sea, that's the other thing I kind of envisioned. It would still kind of bob on the surface.
Do you hear it like a Robinson Crusoe story here in the making?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's the dream. I would love it if initially I was hoping somebody on a, you know, on a Virgin Atlantic flight to the Czech Republic would film on their phone, and, you know, that would just be incredible. Or if it landed in the Nevada desert, that would be good too.
It would already be where you wanted it to end up in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. The really good news is that Secret Garden, who've been so supportive through all of this, and I just want to kind of sing their praises, because they are offering to fund a new one, get a new balloon to be made.
Sarah Cockings, thank you, and we hope for the best. At least we hope that you and maybe the successor balloon makes it to Nevada.
Yeah, we're on our way, so it's all good. Cheers. Bye-bye.